Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about keeping fit in a sit-down environment. So many of us today are working in cubicles on a computer and possibly a phone, if that's still around, without getting much exercise, and perhaps with the occasional walk to lunch or the restroom. My guests this evening have taken on an innovative plan to motivate their staff to keep physically fit and thrive mentally and look forward to reaching their business goals. My guests this evening are Carmen Girardi, Vice President of Guna Incorporated, the United States branch of an Italian biopharmaceutical company based in Whitehall, right here in the Lehigh Valley. And she has 10 years of experience in international sales excellence, marketing, and key accounts in global corporation and medium-sized companies. And Rachel Jeffries, who holds a degree in business studies and experience of implementing and managing small business marketing. Rachel carries out the marketing activities at Guna. It is really a pleasure to welcome Carmen Girardi and Rachel Jeffery to WDIY to help us understand how it is possible to keep fit in the workplace and achieve higher working goals. Welcome to WDIY. Tell me, Carmen Girardi, how did you come to the Guna Corporation?
The Guna Corporation, you mean Guna Italy or Guna United States?
Both.
Guna Italy by chance. I was looking for a new job, and I had interviewed directly with the president of Guna, which one day he called me and he said, I've got bad news and good news for you. I said, okay, let's start from the bad news. You didn't get the position you applied for. I said, all right, so now I'm curious to know what's the good news. Well, I'm going to send you to United States to take care of our branch there in the U.S. So that's the way I came here. And every day I ask my boss, are you sure that you gave me a surprise, a gift, or that was a promotion, or you just wanted to get rid of me?
So tell me, and where in Italy is Guna located?
In Milan.
In Milan.
In Milan, yes.
In Milan. So you came from Milan
yes.
to the United States. And did you come directly to Whitehall, to the no. Allentown area?
I went, first of all, to Albuquerque. In New Mexico, that is in 2008. And then I came back to Italy just to tell the board what was going on and to Whitehall in 2009 because we decided to move the company from Albuquerque to Whitehall for just logistic reasons.
Ah, well, so originally you came from Milan to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
And then the company was moved to Whitehall.
Yes, correct.
There. And so how long have you been in Whitehall now?
Since 2009.
Since 2009.
Yes.
And Rachel, how did you come to Guna?
I moved to the US at the beginning of this year from UK.
Uh-huh.
So I've been here since January.
January of?
2013. Yes.
Welcome to the United States.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
And then I found Guna in April 2013.
Oh, just a few months ago.
Yes.
And and you have been working in marketing.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the Lehigh Valley.
Oh.
And tell us, Carmen, how did you come upon, what influenced you to develop a different kind of lifestyle in corporate life?
I got inspired. And this is something I always push my people to say, get inspired by people, get inspired by the best so that you can evolve. And my inspiration was Ricardo Semler. He's the CEO of Semco. And I've been watching his company for a long time. And then I started my MBA here in the United States at DeSales University.
At where?
So, at DeSales.
DeSales, right here in Allentown.
Yes. And the first day that I met my professor of management, we talked about leadership styles and companies. And, of course, we talked about Semco. And he said that such a managerial model was just possible in Brazil. I said, all right, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm going to prove you that this managerial style can work anywhere.
And what do you mean by the managerial style?
I mean, a company that is being led on the principle of ethic, freedom, and accountability. A corporation that where you don't have a pyramidal organization, so you don't have the big boss and then the middle management and then all the other people, but a circular organization.
A circular organization. Circular,
yes, correct. I'm sorry for my accent. And this is what I'm doing here, what I'm implementing in Gunahing. We are everybody at the same level. We take decision all together, and actually, I'm experiencing a little bit what Semler was saying in one of his articles. He said that sometimes he doesn't even find his office. He gets to the big corporation, and they moved his office because they needed space. And this is what happens to me. I come to work, and I find things change, and I said, well, this way it works better. Okay, fine.
So. And how does Guna, the word Guna itself, enter into your philosophy?
Guna, it's an Indian from the Sanskrit language and means all the energy of the living things. And energy and wellness. So I always tell my people that whatever you say, you have to apply. So Guna, the meaning of Guna needs to be applied as well. So people are going to trust us. The coherence enhances the trust. So this is why we started implementing the Guna lifestyle, which means take care of yourself.
Take charge of your life.
Yes, correct.
So now let us tell our listening audience what you mean by the Guna lifestyle and implementing it in the corporation itself, because I think this is really very new. Not that we haven't always been interested in physical well-being, but generally the idea is physical well-being on your lunch hour, physical well-being when you go home and, you know, and participate in some physical activity or walk or take care of yourself. But Guna, you have developed something very different at Guna. And tell us about that.
You said something very important at the beginning. You can only change yourself and then eventually inspire the others. So with this principle, I would say that Guna, the Guna lifestyle can be summarized in one word, movement. We move. We move when we have meetings. We call them walk and talk. And then we have a personal training coming in two or three times per week. Anytime, when she has time, she comes and we train with her. And this is also something to show the big corporation that you need to be coherent. I come from a big corporation. They told me several times, you need to think outside the box, and then they were boxing me in front of a computer. What is that? So, I mean, people get stuck, and when we get stuck, we just get up and move. We go for a ride, we go for a walk. We have meetings while I am on my bike and my marketing is there doing brainstorming as well. And then also we have an Ironman training us for a half marathon and a marathon, because I just want my people to understand how much we can do, especially together.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening we're talking with two most interesting guests, Carmen Girardi, who is the vice president of Guna Incorporated, the U.S. branch of an Italian biopharmaceutical company located right here in Whitehall, Pennsylvania. And we're also talking with Rachel Jeffrey, who holds a business degree in business studies and is the marketing manager for Guna. And what we're talking about, I don't think people understand. I know it was hard for me to understand. So what you're saying is when you have a meeting, you don't call people together in your office.
No, now, unless you have to.
What you're saying is that you give them the opportunity to choose. Let's go for a bike ride and talk, or shall we go for a walk? Shall we go for a run? How do you choose what activity?
It depends. If we have to look at numbers, then we have to walk. If we have to generate ideas, then we go either for a run or for a bike. And we also have a mentor, a coach who comes once per week. And she's forced to work with us if she wants to coach us.
And so, what does she coach you in?
She coaches us to be better human beings. So one day, I don't think how to make more money every day, how to improve the bottom line. My thinking process every day is how can I make a difference in my life and my people's life. So thinking about that, I said, training for sales training, marketing training, oh, this is boring. I want my people to become better human beings. So because I am full enough, we are full enough to believe that if we are better human beings, we are going to make a change in the planet. So we hired someone, which her name is Bina Long. She works on the mind and body and on the excellence of the mind.
So what you're saying is your coaching and your emphasis is on the body and the mind being in a healthier place in the work environment.
Yes.
And hoping that this will transfer to the profit and well-being of the corporation.
That is transforming to profit is already correct, because we had a visit of the president last week and we showed him the number, so the bottom line, and he was amazed. They called me from Italy, my colleagues from Italy, said, what did you do to him? He's so happy.
Well, we're going to talk more about how to take charge of your life in the workplace and to achieve physical and mental well-being, and how it impacts on the well-being of the company when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, reminding you that WDIY is a radio station that's in this community and that is part of this community and that is supported by this community, which is exactly the way that it should be. The people who use this service are the largest single sources of support for it, which is how you know that it's independent. That's how you know that it's acting in your interest. That's how you know that WDIY is working to bring reliable information to you. So please make your donation today. With your help, WDIY can pay for the news and keep fund drives short. Visit WDIY.org and please give as generously as you can. Thanks.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening, we're talking about a very unusual company located right here in Whitehall, right here in the Lehigh Valley. My guests are Carmen Girardi, who is the vice president of Guna Incorporated, the U.S. branch of an Italian biopharmaceutical company, and she has 10 years of experience in international sales excellence, and Rachel Jeffrey, who holds a business degree in business studies, and she is the marketing director of the company called Guna, and she carries out all the marketing activities. Now, we were talking about a very interesting lifestyle in this in Guna, and I'm sure many people are taken aback. Most people know that they are encouraged to go home and get a membership in the Y and to participate in physical activity, keep themselves in good condition. But you, Carmen, have established a different kind of company environment where you're encouraging people to be active all day, not only at lunchtime, but at different times of the day. I'm not sure that we understand what is a typical day like in the Guna company. Could you describe a typical day in the office?
A typical day at Guna is nothing typical, I have to say, because we don't clock in and out. So in the morning, we arrive at different time. I have to say that my team is very responsible. So when I get there, there are already all of them. They are there.
Now, when you say you don't have a specific time, do you give them like an hour opportunity or any time?
They can come anytime they want. They know we have got some duties to do. Our logistic manager has to ship products out. So he organized himself to be there in time to ship out. Marketing, we have got two people for marketing, and they cover each other. They don't need to tell me if they are in or out. I just need to have someone in case I need something to ask about marketing. Salespeople as well. We don't book the holidays. I mean, the important thing is that the floor, as I say, is always covered. So important is that there are people in the company. Who is in the company, it doesn't matter. So we organized our shift among us, ourselves.
But and people know when you're coming and going, or you tell each other when you're coming and going?
Each other, yes. My team knows when I am in and out. They control me. So I think I am the person that has got less freedom in this company than anybody else.
Rachel, did you find this unusual for yourself, this lifestyle in Guna?
At first, yes. It is quite unusual to have so much freedom at the start. I was thinking, am I really secretly being watched? Am I? And I was quite hesitant to be so free and to maybe, come in later and
when
go
you say
early.
Later, what does that mean later?
I mean, I generally get to the office at around 9 o'clock every morning. Some mornings, things go wrong, you're running late. And if I was 10, 15 minutes late, it's not a problem. But at the back of my mind, I always used to think, it might be a problem if I'm late, but it's not. I mean, even this morning, I was running a little late and, I didn't feel that stressed and that dread of coming into the office and having someone, tell me I was late.
And how about leaving in the afternoon? Do you leave when you want to leave? Do you leave when you need to leave? How does that work?
Yes, it's exactly the same.
So if you come in around 9, what time do you leave generally?
Around 5.
Around 5.
Yes.
And do other people make that decision as well?
The most of us. As I say, if we've got an appointment or we need to leave because of personal commitments, we can go as we please.
I'm a little bit disappointed, I have to say, because if someone from my team says I'm late, means that you've got a time in your mind, which is not what I want. So I still have to work on them.
Yes.
You cannot be late if you don't have a reference time.
Yes.
So the Guna lifestyle is a mind shift. So we still need to work for that. I really would like them to get rid of time rules, regulations. Just be committed to the company, to the success of the company. That's all I want. So I need to work on you, May.
So what you're saying, Carmen, is it's not whether you're late, it's whether you finish your project.
Yes, exactly.
It's not whether you're late or leave early.
Yes.
It's whether you come up with an idea that's profitable for the company.
Yes.
It's how you work with your team and make things happen in the company. Is that what you're saying?
That's so true. That's true. But too many years in different corporations, they boxed my people. So my job is to take them out. And my ultimate objective is, when people come from big corporation like P&J, they say, whoa, this person is going to know a lot about marketing. I want the same for my people. Because I don't know if they're going to stay with me. I wish they're going to stay with me forever. But one day they're going to go to other companies maybe. I want the people to say, these people come from Guna. So they strive for excellence. They are different. They are going to generate lots of new ideas. That's what I want for them.
So what you're saying is that what you have implemented is a different corporate lifestyle. And the word corporate, I'm not even sure, belongs in there.
No.
it's a Guna lifestyle, which says that you're really, as a vice president of this corporation, you're looking out not only for the top achievement in profit for the corporation, but in the mental and physical well-being of your of the people, of the staff. And it seems to be that your philosophy is that if they are physically fit, mentally fit, they will do better and have better ideas.
Yes.
And
yes.
Have you found that to be so?
Absolutely. And we recently had We had a very difficult time in the company some years ago because we got hit by the FDA for just something that changed in the regulation and changed too quickly. So the company lost 70% of the revenue. So the people were extremely demotivated. When I arrived here, the situation was dramatic. The morale was down. They didn't know what to do. We didn't know where we were going. So it was really about time for a huge change. And when you make a change in yourself, then this change is going to happen and give results also for the company. So we started from a negative bottom line for 2 years. And last week, when the president came over to the United States, he hasn't been here since 2010. And we showed him the bottom line and we showed him the results. He was amazed. He was amazed. So this company is profitable. This company is extremely healthy. And the people of this company are happy and healthy. You can feel the energy. I invite you over to come and stay one day with us. You're going to just feel the positive energy of this team.
I think that's a very key word, team. That in most corporate enterprises, we don't necessarily think of it as a team. We see it as a competitive. We see it as demanding. We see it as producing the profit level or the goal of the company. Production is the key, and getting out there and producing is the energy that is really required. But you're saying something very different here. You're treating this your staff as a team, that you're all working together to produce a common good, which is the well-being of each individual staff member. And the most important thing is, as a result of that consideration, they work harder to achieve the company goal. Yes. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you find that to be true, Rachel?
Yes, definitely.
How did it impact you and your work?
Personally, I feel I feel so much more supported in my personal life and in my professional life. I think it crosses over a lot.
Can you give us an example of what you mean by supporting you in your personal life?
Sure. I've taken on the Guna lifestyle now. I'm a lot more active. I look after myself a lot more, so I pick healthier foods and I try to work out a lot more. I recently just joined up for a half marathon as well, so it's my first one and I'm currently training for that. So that's something I would never have thought of before.
Are you training on the work day?
Yes.
During the work day?
Yes, just yesterday Carmen came to my office and told me to go for a run. She was practically pushing me out the door. She was like, go, you know, and go do your training. So I didn't have to think about that once I got home. I could just relax and put food on. So it adds so much to my lifestyle.
So it adds and it makes you look forward to starting the work day.
Definitely. Every day I come to work and I'm happy to be there. And I don't actually work on a Friday. And sometimes I'm just thinking, I'd rather be in work.
You'd rather be in work.
Yeah, because...
I'm going to ask you something that everybody uses. Do you require an alarm to get up to get you to work?
Well, my alarm is actually my fiancé because he gets up for work and his alarm goes off. So that's when I generally wake up too. But yeah, there's no rush in the morning and there's no stress to be on time and to get in.
And you're looking forward to being there.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing.
The team, we've got such a great team. We all get on and morale is very high. So
let me ask you, would you, Carmen Girardi, a vice president of Guna, would you recommend this for other businesses to adopt the Guna lifestyle?
No. and no, yes, of course. It is difficult. Again, it's not a project. It is a mind shift. Either you are ready for it or you are not. Because when we started the implementation of this change, we lost 50% of our team. Because being free, it is the most difficult thing that many people have experienced. Because with freedom comes accountability. Not everybody could cope with that. So they resigned. So the people, yes, 50% of the company was gone. And the The very interesting part is that the 50% left is producing more than the 100% was doing back in 2012.
So what you're saying is that although 50% of the staff resigned, mm-hmm. you're doing better. You're doing as well, if not better, than when you had 50% more of your staff.
Yes, we are doing better. We don't know how. I think that we can either produce and having fun or produce and being miserable. So we just decided that we wanted to have fun. We stay 8 hours and more at work.
Well, I want to thank you, Carmen Girardi, Vice President of Guna, a biopharmaceutical company based in Whitehall, and Rachel Jeffrey, marketing representative at Guna, for helping us to understand that organizing a fitness program in which a trainer comes to the office to train the staff, and where you have a mind-body coach to help people with their personal problems and lookout and mental lookout, is a philosophy of looking after people first and the business second. And once a person has gained the best vision of themselves, everything else falls into place naturally. I want to thank you again, and may many more of our local companies learn from your experience. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.